It's a project that began life in the summer of this year. It happened by accident. You know me well. I've been on the show quite a lot of times. Released a couple of albums of my own music, and I decided to take a bit of a break, a bit of a breather from writing and recording. But somehow music doesn't let you do that. When a song wants to rear its head, then it does. So someone had suggested to me, getting together a group of vegan musicians and creating something. And I sort of went away and mused on it, and I thought, if we're going to do this, what's the biggest thing we could do? And then I thought, well, it would be getting a Christmas number one. Imagine that, a time of people eating turkeys and whatever else. So I chatted with a friend of mine who's another vegan musician, and he was up for putting something together, trying something out. So we gave each other a month. We both went off and wrote a song. We came together. I'd written a song called Peace on Your Plate, and he'd written a song called Live in Harmony, which have ended up being the A side and the B side of this single, which has now kind of travelled through many guises to where it is now.
So weird sitting in summer heat writing about Christmas dinner.
Yeah, and I'm sure you could imagine how many times we've played and listened, and that song through all kinds of weathers has been a bit surreal, from sitting in the studio to being at Giles's, where we did a lot of the demoing, to going to Abbey Road Studios to record it. It's been a weird journey in lots of different directions. And now it's finally Christmas time. It's all a bit surreal, but here we are.
And Abbey Road, you recorded it at Abbey Road. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, that was odd. But once again, we thought Christmas number one, right? Where do you record the Christmas number one? You record it at Abbey Road. So we went there and we recorded the vocals and the brass and some other little bits and bobs there. Yeah, it's very odd being in such hallowed halls and trying to put that at the back of your mind and not let that give you too much stage fright. So I think it was, I was first up singing, and it was quite early in the morning. It had been a long drive there, and I've done a few takes, and then Giles comes in and he knows a lot about microphones and technology and stuff, and he was like, "God, that microphone looks old," and the producer who was mixing it all was yeah, that was, that's a 50s microphone. That is, yeah, the Beatles recorded with that microphone. And it's that point when you go, ah, right, I've recorded in lots of amazing places, and I've, recorded my voice many times, but nothing has ever sounded like that microphone. It was something, whether that's the nature of what we were doing, whether that's the power of the Beatles that came through, and probably a combination of that and the fact it was an amazing, expensive microphone. But yeah, some special things happened while we were there.
So you mentioned Giles. So who else? Who is Giles, and who else is on this single with you?
Yeah, so Giles is my co-writer. So I kind of had the song in a form, and it was almost there, but it needed a bit of polishing. So Giles helped me kind of finish off the lyrics and just kind of polish the structure. And then together we've kind of built an army of musicians. So I've not done a count, but I should think there's at least 20 different musicians, from accordion players to brass players to keyboardists, pianists, loads of singers on there. So a real mixture of people, wide and far. We've had someone from America singing on it. We've had Martin Morgan play keyboards, and Martin works at Tower Hill Stables Animal Sanctuary, which is one of the beneficiary charities. So that was nice to have someone like him on the project. So it's nice being a solo artist. I often work in isolation, so to work on something that's been so collaborative has been really lovely. And ultimately, that's what this project is about. We're trying to spread a message of peace and positivity, and at a time that's so divisive. Whilst we appreciate we're asking people to put peace on their plate, and that's an invitation, it's an ask, we're not telling people to do anything. While some people might not, respond to that ask, we're doing it hopefully in a way that we're not trying to beat people over the head or tell people they're doing something wrong. We're trying to invite people with us and create a collective, harmonious atmosphere.
And you've had a great reaction to this, haven't you? It's been on news websites, you've featured on the BBC. People have really, it's captured their imagination.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's obviously a lot of the usual runners at Christmas time, vying for their place in the charts. Hopefully, we offer something a bit different. We're just a group of, amateur, I don't know, whatever you want to call us, local musicians doing something that we really believe in passionately. And we've taken it across the country at various events and met with an amazing reception. So we've taken it out on the ground, we've met people, we've handed flyers out. Lots of local and national radio have supported it. Lots of the media, you know, the vegan kind of community has got behind it. So we'll see what happens in the next week. I don't know. Who knows? But, you know, it's been a difficult time for our country, our society. I think, you know, waking up on Christmas Day with a song that is about, you know, peace and goodwill to all creatures on earth, I think wouldn't be a bad thing to happen.
I'm playing devil's advocate here. Do people want to hear about animals being killed in a Christmas song?
Obviously, you're referencing some of the lyrics in the song. And that was a fine balancing act for us. So we didn't want to have an overtly graphic song, but at the same time, we didn't want to duck away from the issue. So it was a difficult one. And I think we've got the balance just about right. So there are a couple of lines in there that are quite blunt and honest. But, you know, that's what happens. You know, millions, billions of turkeys and chickens and other animals are slaughtered every Christmas for food on our plates. And that's the reality of the situation. So we're just asking people to reconsider that. I know last year we had a delightful vegan Christmas meal, and we will be having that again this year. So it is a difficult subject for some people to think about. I was in that position once, but hopefully we're doing it in an accessible way that people can take a step back. We're not trying to be too in their faces. We give them some space to think about, okay, what is it I'm actually putting on my plate?
So there's two aims, really. One is to make people think about what they're eating for Christmas dinner and maybe consider a vegan alternative. And the second is genuinely to get to Christmas number one.
Yeah, definitely. So our primary ambition was always to get to number one. And then the secondary goal of that was, you know, spreading a message of peace and positivity and encouraging people to think about what they put on their plate. And then, as I guess, as a sort of part of that, all of the money that we're raising is going to two charities. So Tower Hill Stables, who I mentioned earlier. So they rescue a lot of animals that would have normally been sent to slaughter, or they've maybe, they're living on livestock farms and they've been deemed not high enough quality, so they would have been killed and not been even used for food. So a lot of rescued animals at Tower Hill, and we visited a couple of times, and you'll see in the music video some of the lovely animals that feature on that. And then Viva are the other charity, and Viva are sort of Europe's largest campaigning charity for sort of plant-based diets. So they provide a lot of information about vegan alternatives. So yeah, they're kind of our goals. And, you know, even if we spread a little bit of that, even if we don't get to number one and a few people start to rethink and we have an effect on a few people, then that's a job done.
And veganism does seem to be growing at the moment. Is that your feeling about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I ate meat. I consumed dairy for 35 years of my life, and I guess it was a niggle in my mind, but I guess until the movement started to rise and it became, you know, so there was so much information on social media, it was hard to ignore. So there's definitely a rise for various reasons. I think because of social media, it's easier to communicate what's actually going on in reality. And also because the environmental issues, I mean, that's not clear cut. That's not a simple argument, but there are environmental reasons why a plant-based diet might be beneficial. So I think all these things coming together at a time when, I'm not going to say the B word, but that, you know, there's a lot of stuff politically going on. There's so much fracture in society. You know, thinking about what you put in your body and how you treat other creatures, that kind of peaceful way of existence, I think is something that many of us are now thinking we need to strive towards, because otherwise, where does it end up?
And what will you be having for Christmas dinner?
I don't know yet. We're going to my mum's. She's, I think we'll probably all chip in a few little bits. So we'll be making some nut roasts. I will let her surprise us. But yeah, my family are very supportive of the project and, you know, my conversion to veganism. So we will be having a nice vegan Christmas dinner, and I look forward to it.
Oh, good luck with this. So you're going to, after it's been released, you're going to be checking obsessively the sales, are you, every
well,
day?
It's been non-stop checking for everything. So, you know, when the video was released, how many times has it been watched, and, you know, how many people are following us on Facebook? So it can become all-encompassing. So it's been an eye-opener for me. You know, you think you just release a song, it's not that simple. You have to get it ratified for the charts and all that kind of stuff. You know, if you've got a big label, they do all that for you, but we've had to do a lot of that ourselves. So I'm not quite sure how it all works yet with them telling us how we're doing, but I'm sure we'll find out. So we'll see how it goes. I think it's something like you need about 5,000 sales to get in the top 40, about 100,000 to get to number one. So we know what the benchmarks are, and we'll see where we fall.
And I know you've always used your personal experience, and you've written about that in your songs. Does this feel even more personal? Have you got most of your heart in this?
All of it, yeah. I mean, I've been speaking with you for years, I suppose, and before I was vegan and through my journey, so I suppose you will probably have seen that change in me. And music's always been like the thing that runs through me. If you cut me open, I'm sure somewhere in there you would see music as part of the essence of who I am. But I think this has probably overtaken that now in my desire to use music as a platform for spreading some positiveness at a time when we certainly need it.